A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamah Ayin Beis, Yevamah 72a, pagination is 143. We'll start briefly on the facing page. So that's Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, 71b, pagination 142. The Gemara tells us, Bo'es Hahi, about 20 lines up from the bottom. It was at that time when Yehoshua entered, leading the Jewish people into the land of Israel. Omar Hashem al Yehoshua, Hashem told Yehoshua, Aseh lecha charvos tzurim. You should make yourselves instruments that are sharp so that you can do mila, circumcision, on the people who are entering Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us, Ki mulim hayu kala'ama yotzim. Everybody who left Mitzrayim, all of those men had been circumcised. V'chala'om ha'yilodim, but the people who were born in the desert during the 40 years, they were not circumcised. And Yehoshua had to take care of that as they entered the land of Israel. Counting up from the bottom one line, the Gemara asks, Uvamidbar maitaima lo mohul, why was it that they did not do mila when they were in the desert? So, just to clarify the question, we have a Rashi in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Tes, on the Pasuk Berischa Yintsoru, that the tribe of Levi did preserve the covenant, that the tribe of Levi did observe Mila even in the desert. However, as a general rule, the Jewish people did not observe Mila in the desert. The question is, why not? The Gemara answers, Iboyeseima, some say, one approach is, Mishum Chulsha de'urcha, because it was very difficult to travel, and the conditions were difficult, and they were afraid that it was not healthy to do that to the children while they were still en route. The Iba Yisema onto today's daf, and another approach is, Mishum de lo noshiv luhu ruach tzifonis, because they did not have the northern wind. Rashi tells us that the northern wind, what the Gemara is referring to, is a special wind that's gentle. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, and the sun, apparently in a therapeutic way, is shining. And this situation did not exist for them in the desert. Titania, as we learned. Kolosin arboim shana shayisa bamidbar. All of those years that the Jewish people were in the desert, lo nashval amruach tzifonis, they were deprived of this northern wind, this special situation with the wind and the sun. That delicate balance wasn't provided to them. Maitaima, why not? Iba yisema, there are two approaches why they were deprived of this. One is mishum dinizufim havu, because they were rejected, they were pushed away. It was an insult in some way. Rashi says because of the Egel, Tosfos says because of the Meraglim, the spies. But whatever the reason was, they were thriving in many ways. They built a Mishkan, they were thriving in many ways. But they were also pushed away in a certain way, and they were deprived of this special therapeutic sun-wind combination. The Iba Yisema, there's a different approach. The Lonivder Anane Kavod. Hashem didn't want this particular wind to blow because it would disperse the clouds of glory that protected them in the desert. And because of that, the sun didn't blow. The wind didn't blow. The clouds didn't move. And because the clouds didn't move, the sun didn't shine through, and therefore they were deprived of this special therapeutic formula. Had they not been in the desert, they wouldn't have needed the clouds of glory, and they would have been able to have this normal type of therapeutic formula. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Hilkach. Therefore, Yoma de'iva v'yoma de'shusa, on a day that's cloudy, or a day that we have the southern wind and not the northern wind, lo ma'alinon bay, we really should not do circumcisions on those days. V'ha'idna, but the fact is that we do, and nowadays, didashu barabim, since everyone does it, shomer pesayim Hashem, we have a special principle that kicks in, which is that Hashem guards the fools. And that's an expression that's used when we have human weakness, when we're not quite sure exactly how to proceed, and we're not so wise. But if everyone's doing it, then we have an attitude, which is our Mesorah, our tradition, that a person won't get hurt because he's doing something that's considered normal according to the wisdom of the generation. And you have to know when exactly to apply this. But over here, when you're dealing with a lack of the northern wind and a lack of proper sunshine, but we're presumably not quite sure exactly what that means, and everyone collectively ignores this consideration, we're not on the level of the people who are in the desert who were concerned to do Mila because they were in that situation, so we're okay, and we can do the Mila, and we will not suffer ill effects because of it. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanon, Kol Osin Arboim Shana Shal Yisrael Bamidbar, those 40 years that the Jewish people were in the desert, Lo Haya Yom Shalom Nashva Baruch Tzifonis Bachatzi HaLayla, even though they were deprived of the northern wind during the day, and they didn't have the formula of the northern wind with the proper sunlight, and therefore they refrained from Mila because of their concern. But you should know that the northern wind did blow at night. Shenemar, as we see, Vayihi Bachatzi HaLayla V'Hashem Hikol Kol Bechor. We see that chatzos, midnight, is considered a very beneficial time, a very blessed time. And that's the moment that Hashem destroyed the firstborn in Egypt, thus setting the Jewish people officially free. We see it's a good time. And therefore, even though the northern wind might not blow during the day, but at night at chatzos, there's no stopping that goodness. My Talmuda, what are you teaching me? Hakamash Malon, de Esratzon Milsahi. That special time is indeed significant. Rashi tells us that David was in tune with this concept of northern wind at Chatzos, and we're told that he positioned his instrument in a way that the wind would blow the kinnor, would blow the harp, and create music, sounds, at Chatzos, and at that point he would arise and begin his daily routine. And therefore we're being told that even though the Jewish people had this deprivation during the 40 years, but nevertheless, the Gemara insists that at Chatzos, at midnight, this northern wind would blow. In our time, we have this concept of Tikkun Chatzos, that Chatzos, midnight, the midpoint of the night, is considered a beneficial time for prayer. And even if people are not normally in tune with that, we do have that concept when we start Slichos at the high holiday time period, that we indeed start at Chatzos of Motzoi Shabbos. Following Shabbos, the following Chatzos, we begin the routine of the Slichos, of the special prayers that precede Rosh Hashanah. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.